Taking a look first at your news for the hour. At approximately 3:45 p.m., Sebring Fire and Owendale Fire were called to the scene of a structure fire believed to have been started at an electrical panel at 3330 Lang Road in Sebring Township, near the intersection of Lang Road and Sebring Road. Upon Thumb Broadcasting's arrival on the scene, there were no visible flames. However, people were working to remove objects from the structure. Windsor Township Fire arrived on the scene at approximately 4:30 p.m. And as more information regarding the fire becomes available, we will continue to keep you updated. And in other news for today, Huron commissioners spent most of today's county meeting doing interviews for various boards and commissions. After about 5 hours, the board appointed Kat Sturtz to the Nature Center Board of Directors. After a couple of failed votes to make appointments to the Planning Commission, commissioners decided to table the appointments until the full board could attend a meeting. Commission Chair Mary Babcock and Commissioner Sammy Corey were absent. On the open seat on the Zoning Board of Appeals, commissioners appointed Dean Smith. They appointed to the Department of Veteran Affairs Marvin Emming and Keith Sturrett. And after multiple ballots to select persons to serve on the Mental Health Board, commissioners eventually selected Jack Stapleton, Don Hendricks, Rich Schwarzendruber, and Thomas Saluski. Commissioners approved authorizing an appropriation from the Older Citizens Fund to Bayshore Camp in the amount of $3,120 to provide a weekly meal for the Sebring seniors. Also approval was given to purchase computers from Dell Technologies for various county offices at a cost not to exceed $25,428, and to proclaim May the 3rd through May the 9th as National Small Business Week in Huron County. During the meeting, there was also an explanation given by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, as well as labor union representatives on two grievances filed by county employees. Commissioners took the information under advisement. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina.
Because dancing makes me happy. I get to entertain people, and nothing makes me feel more like me.
P.I., a defect of the immune system, affects millions of children. Early and accurate diagnosis and treatment give children like Olivia a chance to achieve their dreams.
It takes a great team to put on a show. It also takes a great team of caring people to keep a dream alive. And now my dreams are coming true.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Some changes are occurring in the village of Akron, with two letters of resignation being submitted. One resignation was from village trustee Deb Meyer, who will be resigning from the council. There were four letters of interest in the open council seat submitted as well. Although some on the council would have liked to have met the prospective candidates, none were actually physically at the meeting. Because of that, their letters of interest were reviewed instead. The council selected Julie Carr as a trustee to replace Meyer because they felt she would be the best fit for the open seat. Also, DPW supervisor Marv Hasso resigned that position that he's held for several years. And another change is being considered, with discussions about making changes to the front of the village hall. It was suggested that concrete in front of the hall be redone by removing the old concrete and replacing it with new concrete. The estimated cost of doing that would be $5,063. However, no action was taken regarding that proposal. During the meeting, it was also announced that some firemen have completed CPR and AED refresher courses as well. And in other news for today, a major investment is headed to Mid-Michigan, bringing big changes for a small community. The city of Vassar is set to receive $6 million in federal funding to build a brand new public safety complex, a move officials say could transform emergency response in the area. The announcement came Monday from USDA rural development leaders who say the project reflects a broader push to strengthen law enforcement and first responders in rural communities. The new facility will bring police and fire services under one roof, a shift designed to streamline operations, improve coordination, and cut response time when every second counts. Local leaders are also putting their skin in the game, with the city contributing an additional $2 million towards the project. For Vassar, roughly 2,700 residents, this is not a new building. It's a long-term investment in safety, preparedness, and peace of mind. Officials say construction of the modern complex marks a significant step forward in ensuring that even smaller communities have access to the kind of emergency infrastructure typically seen in larger cities. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, March the 24th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.